This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Down in Georgia, deer hunting season has just wrapped up. It's a time of year that has usually coincided with tons of venison being delivered to regional food banks down there. They then distribute that meat to local food pantries and charities to feed the hungry. Not this year, though, as Marketplace's Jim Burris explains.
Just how much of a drop-off has there been?
We didn't receive any.
Dave Iverson heads a food pantry near Augusta, Georgia.
We usually normally get somewhere between 200 and 300 pounds of meat, but this year we didn't get any.
That's a big deal to Iverson's pantry, which uses the donated venison to supplement its meals. Craig Garner coordinates food donations for the Golden Harvest Community Food Bank. He says a little venison goes a long way for the 300 nonprofits his agency serves.
Spaghetti sauce, chili, meatloaf, and by using it that way, it can go a lot further.
Deer meat donations to Golden Harvest are down by more than half this year, Garner says. John Becker has an idea why. He's president and CEO of the Food Bank of Northeast Georgia. It's a regional organization that provides food to smaller food pantries. He says hunters just aren't giving as much venison away.
There's a lot more people out of work, and they need to put meat on the table. And so they're hunting to feed their families.
Becker says past years have seen upwards of 20,000 pounds of donated deer meat. This year, it's in the hundreds. And it's not only meat in short supply. Charitable donations to process it are down, too. Food banks hope this year is an anomaly and not the start of a trend. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.